Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What happens next for Coach Belichick? Do you think that he makes it to week one? Is it getting that contentious over there?
I think there's a chance, an absolutely real chance that he does it. And the reason I say that is because even before the Jordan Hudson thing became as public, even before it went from messy backstage to now, obviously messy everywhere. The date that matters the most is June 1st.
We have the source of the ring cam footage of Bill Belichick. How about that? Two Airbnb owners. Not Jordan. Honestly, that would make me feel a little better if I was close to Bill. Bill's kids, Bill's friends, his orbit. I go, at least Jordan, I don't think, was leaking out the ring cam video to her friends. It's these Airbnb owners.
I don't think it was Jordan.
Violated your privacy.
Although I could be wrong. You know, maybe you're like, all buzz is good buzz.
Yeah.
Get the people talking.
I mean, but up until today, I assumed it was her, right?
I didn't know.
No?
What'd you think, though?
I assumed somebody shady got access to it.
Look
who I'm dating. Yeah, but like maybe she sent it to a friend and then that spiraled out of control.
Like she didn't knowingly put it out there like to the masses.
That's what I assumed. Maybe,
okay.
I assumed it was her own ring camera footage.
Oh, yeah.
She sent it to a friend. That friend sent it to a friend. It sent it to another person. They put it to Babs.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it's out. I mean, that's what I assumed.
Yeah. Good text. I hadn't even thought of this. So one of the stories, too, recently about Belichick was that he would ask Jordan to wear red pants at Patriots games and practice and stuff so she could like be identified.
Yeah, you could pick her out.
Pick her out of the crowd.
Yeah, where are you, Jordan? So, I need to know where you are at all times. That's a guy who's locked in, by the way, on training camp.
Focus. While you're sitting, I can see your red pants.
Focus.
But like, yeah, Bill is just so locked in, staring around looking for the red pants.
Like red hoodie makes more sense.
Yeah.
Red hoodie would be good.
Summer, though.
A bow in your hair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There you go. Red bow.
How good the eyesight is. But somebody was saying if this really picks up steam, could you see, they go on the road to a certain ACC opponent and everyone's wearing red pants.
Bill just can't concentrate.
He's like, oh my God, where is she? It's like, where's Walter?
Game day signs are going to be incredible.
Okay, game day signs are going to be
pretty. Road games are going to be filled with red pants.
That's what I'm saying. Like just covered in red pants.
That is basically what they said. They said, picture this, October 31st, UNC at Syracuse. Now picture the crowd, the signs, how many women have red pants, et cetera.
It's going to be.
I mean, there is going to be
bloodbath.
A whole dog and pony show for this.
That's right.
So, yeah, I wonder if Bill has any chance of success at UNC. Like, before any of this happened, just Bill Belichick as a head coach in college football. I love the text, too, by the way. You guys are just jealous. Bill's living his best life.
No, totally. I am not jealous of Bill Belichick.
I mean, look, maybe I am jealous. I have no idea. Maybe deep down.
I don't think
that's
what this is.
Maybe deep down I have some deep-rooted jealousy and resentment that I don't even realize. But
I mean, leave
my jealousy to the side.
I'm jealous of, Hart and Ted Johnson for getting City Connect jerseys. I'll admit that. Okay, but I'm not jealous of Bill dating a 24-year-old succubus.
Leave my jealousy to the side. Is Bill living his... Does anyone think Bill's living his best life?
I said this months ago. That ship has sailed.
I mean, come on.
The first time he was, like, filmed with her or, like, photographed with her, people started to say that. And you're like, whatever. But then this whole... everything since then, if you're still hanging on to that, like, I don't know what to tell you.
No, his kids are pissed at him.
Yeah.
He's a national punchline.
Oh, he's a joke.
He may not keep his job. But yeah, no, he's living his best
life. High five, dude.
For sure. You're the man. Can't sell his book. Has to beg people to take his book.
Yeah,
but living his best life. No, for sure. I agree. Definitely living his best life.
Now, I think part of the, like, at North Carolina, they don't have a tough schedule, so if you want to play that out. So similar to the Patriots, right? Mike Vrabel, how are they going to do? Part of it is not a hard schedule, so there's a lot of games that they should win. North Carolina a year ago was, without Bill, 6-7, right? And that included a bowl game loss. So they're 6-6 regular season. They don't play anybody who's ranked, I don't think. Or maybe Clemson will probably be ranked. But, like, it's a pretty... Like, the ACC is not the Big Ten. It's not the SEC. Some of the non-conference games don't really jump out at you. So there's the opportunity there where any coach outside of Bill Belichick could go 500. So, like, if Bill still has any of that good coaching ability in him, could they get to 8-9 wins?
So this is my whole thing. Even before any of the Jordan stuff, and we knew he was with her, but, like, before it ballooned into this massive, massive story, I don't think Bill has it anymore as a coach. I don't. I mean, we didn't see it at the end in New England. He let Jordan, it seems, distract him, and maybe he's just lost it, period. But I don't think Bill is going to be a great head coach at UNC even before there were a million distractions. Now with this on top of it, no, I don't think he's going to be a success.
Well, I think, you know, his decision-making has been in question for years now, and you know, if you want to bring it all the way back to Malcolm Butler, fine, but he did win the Super Bowl the next year. So maybe if you want to say that, that was a one-off, the next year they were great. So if you want to cancel that one out, fine. But then after that, you know, thinking Tom Brady was done was wrong. Thinking Matt Patricia could coach offense was wrong.
I mean, that's a big one.
I mean, that's a giant one.
That was
one.
A huge one, yeah. In real time. But like,
no, we all called it out.
No, for sure. But look, but we just thought it was Bill's, like, hubris,
yeah.
Right? We didn't think maybe he wasn't making sound decisions in general. We just thought he was just so cocky about it.
Right.
I can figure it out with anybody. Yeah. That was what I thought. Now looking back, you're like, oh, that's in a larger pattern of just mistake after mistake after mistake.
Right. And it got to a point where, and I still think, like, I'm not saying what he accomplished didn't happen. It did. Like, I think he's the best NFL coach of all time. Doesn't mean at the end you still are that guy. Just like the greatest players of all time aren't always the greatest player at the end of their career. And so it got to a point where week in and week out, I didn't think you had the coaching advantage on Sundays, right? Which you had for 18 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. You're like, all right, I'll take my guy over your guy. And then it got to the point where you're like, I don't know. The other side might be know what they're doing. Right. Maybe a little bit better.
I mean,
that to college now.
The coach here now. I mean, Mike Vrabel was out coaching him.
Oh, yeah. He was doing stuff. He was pissing off Bill. Yeah, right. You feel like you're in better hands now with Vrabel. Even though he doesn't have the resume, you feel like at 2025, you're in a better spot.
Yeah. Vrabel now today is a better coach than Belichick now today. Not a better history, not a better career,
obviously.
So how
does Belichick go, or how does he do in college where, you know, not only do you certainly not have a Tom Brady to bail you out, you have, I think Ninkovich was talking about it earlier today on Greg's show, maybe two guys on your team are going to be in the NFL. So, like, you don't have the talent that you're used to having. Like, how do you adjust to that? You're not taking over Alabama or Ohio State, right? Which would be the closest transition from pros to college.
Right.
You're going to, like, a middle-of-the-pack college team. So, you know, how much can his expert coaching, you know, impact these guys? Plus, if you want to get into, like, the offense post-Tom Brady was a mess in New England, so how is that going to translate to college? So there are a lot of questions swirling around him.
Text here, 617-779-7937. What does the Airbnb stuff have to do with Pablo's original story about Jordan and North Carolina football? Nothing. That just tells me the man's digging in. And so he's getting to the bottom of stuff. Where'd the Ring camera footage come from? He found it. So he's digging in, and it doesn't have anything to do and justify the original report. If you choose to believe North Carolina and say, or Bill even, Bill says she was never a part of anything with the UNC football program, when we know, because of freedom of information requests and it being public record in the University of North Carolina, the state of North Carolina, she's been CC'd on UNC football emails. Like, come on.
Right.
If you believe the university, then you believe the university.
She was on the field at spring practice.
Like, come on. And now she's not going to be doing that. That to me is the gist of the reporting. But no, that has nothing to do with the original report. It just tells you how dug in the guy is and how much he's
got a ton of stuff
continuing to uncover.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yep.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I still think it's a one-and-done situation for Bill.
I think he gets the one, though, because we're approaching quickly the buyout date.
Yeah.
I think he gets the one.
It's
but
pretty
I,
far
it's
along.
Shakier like, and shakier every day we get closer.
Like, if you are the AD and, like, the what a president or whatever of North Carolina, and you're like, all right, it's the end of May. We have a college season coming up. First game that counts is on September 1st. Are we doing our players in our school more of a disservice to punt on Bill now and do a coaching search now? Or hopefully this kind of blows over a little bit and just letting him coach and seeing what happens. I think you're better off doing that thing.
See, I agree. Because if he does, I don't think he's going to do this, but if he does win 9 or 10 games, all this stuff is minimized.
Absolutely.
And if he wins 4 games,
it does not. It maximizes.
Then you say, all right, Bill, this just didn't work.
We gave it a shot. Thank you for your time.
But at least you gave it a shot. No, I can't imagine, unless he pulls the ripcord, he's done it before. I mean, he could resign on a cocktail napkin, Keith.
Yeah,
for
but
all
he
we
chose
know.
This job more than he chose that Jets job.
So, look, I have no idea. But if you're asking me, I think he gets to year one. He gets past the buyout date. He coaches a year at UNC. And then this time next year, he's done coaching forever at any level. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. Here on Jones and Keith on WEEI, we got the Friday 4-pack coming your way about, 50 minutes from now, 11:30. We do that every Friday. 4-pack of questions for you. And it's Memorial Day weekend, Keith.
Real quick, before you tease that, yes. North Carolina's over-under, this came out this week, all the over-unders for every team, is 7.5.
Under.
7!
Win total 7.5. That's what it was last year as well. Plus 2,000 to win the ACC. Buying opportunity, sucker's bet.
Well.
Maybe a buying opportunity.
Plus 2,000 buying opportunity.
Yeah, it's probably more buying opportunity than sucker's bet.
If you just flush the money, it's also a sucker's bet.
I will grant you that, yeah.
All right, so over, or you're going under 7.5?
I'm under 7.5, yeah.
I'll take the over.
Really?
8 wins, yeah, 8 wins. Can't go 8-4? I think they have 12 games.
But that's what I was going to ask. They play 12 games?
I think so.
Can they go 8-4? I mean, I guess they could. I would not bet on that.
Yeah, 8-4. Put them down. And a nice trip back here to the Fenway Bowl.
With Jordan
in
her red pants, or as the text line points out, powder blue pants.
But you could also go 7-5 and win your bowl game and then win your bet, I think.
I believe that's true.
All right, so either way, I'll take 8-4, 8-5. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
7-5 with a Wasabi Bowl win.
Yeah, right.
Nice. Okay.
5 losses.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.